Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things boundaries. Ever feel like you're stuck in a never-ending loop of miscommunications and arguments? Like, what did they even mean by that? Dot quote. You know that feeling when words get twisted into tangled messes and suddenly you're knee-deep in a conflict that feels impossible to escape? Well, buckle up, buttercup, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of healthy communication, your secret weapon for turning those heated exchanges into productive conversations. We all crave connection, right? But sometimes, our attempts at connecting can backfire spectacularly. We get defensive, we make assumptions, and before you know it, you've got a full-blown emotional explosion on your hands. Not exactly the vibe we're going for. So, how do we navigate these tricky waters and build strong, resilient relationships based on genuine understanding? Let me spill the tea on 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize your communication game. First things first, active listening is non-negotiable. It's not just about hearing words, it's about truly absorbing what the other person is saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Think of yourself as a detective, piecing together clues through their tone, body language, and facial expressions. Resist the urge to jump in with your own thoughts or opinions, let them finish speaking before sharing your perspective. You'll be surprised how much clearer things become when you create space for genuine understanding. Next up, ditch the blame game. Remember, pointing fingers rarely leads to positive outcomes. Instead of saying, "you always," or, "it's your fault," try reframing your statements with, "I," statements. For example, instead of, "you made me feel angry," try, "I felt frustrated when." This shifts the focus from accusing the other person to expressing your own feelings and needs. It creates a safer space for honest conversation and fosters empathy. Speaking of empathy, let's talk about stepping into their shoes. Imagine yourself in the other person's situation. What might be influencing their thoughts and actions? Even if you don't agree with their perspective, trying to understand where they're coming from can bridge the gap between you. Remember, everyone is carrying their own baggage and experiences that shape their worldview. Now, let's inject some clarity into the mix. Be specific about what you're feeling and needing. Vague statements like, "you need to be more understanding," are open to interpretation and often lead to confusion. Instead, get granular. For example, instead of saying, "you never listen," try, "when you interrupted me during our conversation, I felt unheard and dismissed." It would mean a lot to me if we could practice active listening. Last but not least, remember that conflict resolution is a dance, not a debate. It's about finding common ground, understanding each other's perspectives, and ultimately working towards a solution that feels fair and mutually beneficial. Don't be afraid to compromise. Sometimes the best outcome involves both parties making concessions. Let me paint you a picture. Sarah and Michael are planning their dream vacation. Sarah is adamant about exploring ancient ruins while Michael craves relaxing on pristine beaches. They start arguing, pointing fingers, and digging into past grievances. Sound familiar? But then they remember these key takeaways. Sarah acknowledges Michael's desire for relaxation and suggests incorporating beach days into their itinerary. Michael, in turn, expresses his excitement about the history Sarah wants to explore and proposes researching local guides to enhance their experience. They find common ground, compromise, and end up with a vacation plan that satisfies both of them. So, there you have it, 5 actionable tips to transform your communication game and become a master of conflict resolution. Remember, healthy communication is the foundation of strong relationships, personal growth, and overall well-being. So go forth, my friends, armed with these tools, and rock those conversations. Remember, boundaries are about protecting your peace, but communication is the bridge that connects us to others. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little healthy communication boost. And as always, keep it real, keep it kind, and keep those boundaries strong. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.